Greetings and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is release. We see so many of you clinging, holding on to, grabbing, and not releasing patterns, old thought forms, memories, ways of doing things, the past, those things that no longer serve you. Release is the idea here, to unfurl your clenched hands that are grasping so tightly to things, because you believe you can control the outcome. This is not the truth. God is in charge. Father, Mother, Love, that which guides and guards the entire earth plane, the realm that you inhabit now. The issue we see primarily is when you consider releasing, you experience fear of the unknown. There is uncertainty. If you hold on to things, you know they will be familiar. They will be the same. So there is a comfort in that. Safety, security. We will say these things, they are perceived that way. However, your true safety and security and well-being is letting go and surrendering to the God force that created you. When you consider the idea of release, and please do this now. Say the word release out loud and feel how your physical body responds. Does it relax the shoulders? Does the stomach settle down and soften? Does your jaw relax? When you truly surrender to the idea of release, there is comfort and relaxation in your entire system. And what that allows then is the goodness that God is flowing to you comes forward, often in ways that you had not planned or imagined. And that is where the ego mind gets stuck with the idea of release, because the ego mind will say to you, we know what your current status is. We know how the relationships are. We know how your body works. We know where you're going next. And there is a plan that we have in mind for you. This is the ego mind talking. It's all about keeping you safe and secure in its own limited mind. But this is not the truth, dear ones. Again, your safety, your security, your well-being is in the hands of God. And this is not a God far off. This God is present with you. Every moment, the energy of God, of love, mind, truth, is ever present with you. This is where we ask you to turn. When you are working with the idea of release, observe your thinking. Observe, perhaps, what you might call the, quote, control freak who comes in to say, no, 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 you cannot release. It is danger. It is risk. Stay put. Stay where you are. But if you do listen to that narrow mind, the ego mind, it will keep you in the same place. It will not allow you to expand, to grow, to stretch, to become all that you are, all that you are designed to be, all that you are designed to give to life. So we ask you in this coming week to explore the idea of release. Release physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. As you do, surrender to God. God, good. And allow life to flow through you and unfold. Let go of any picture of outcome or result or goal. Let go. Release. Allow life, the goodness of life, the goodness of God, to flow through you and experience the immense blessings of this. As you do this more and more, it will become a gift, an expansive gift in your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.